We just watched it, but would we recommend it? It's Binge or Skip with Lissa on 98.5 KRZ.
Okay, this doc on Netflix is getting a ton of buzz. It's called A Toxic Love Story. And I am going to preface this by saying I'm going to give you a couple spoilers. If you hate spoilers, I'm sorry. It'll be over in 2 minutes. And also, I'll preface it by saying if you have ever been in an abusive relationship, don't watch it. Because I have, and it was a little triggering. But it's really well done. It's a bonker story. These two people, Ian and Angela, are in a relationship. Happy relationship. They're expecting twins. They're just doing their thing. When all of a sudden they start getting these emails that are really threatening, and they accuse Ian's ex, Michelle, of sending them. And these emails are everything from, you know, you deserve to die, I'm going to kill you, to they claim that Michelle set up this Craigslist ad begging people to come to Angela's house and assault her. So they're basically saying they're being terrorized by Ian's ex-girlfriend, Michelle. So the police keep coming on multiple occasions to the house. What's going on? What's going on? Oh, Michelle. It's Michelle. It's Michelle. She's terrorizing us. She's horrible. She's this horrible person. You need to go and arrest her. And they're saying that Angela is in imminent danger because there are people that are coming to the house that Michelle has said, you know, come to this house because Angela wants you to come and assault her. She's like, that's her kink. She's into it. So they're telling the police that they're in imminent danger because Michelle's a monster. So long story short, Michelle goes to jail for like 4 months because she's been sending these emails threatening Ian and Angela, sending people to their home, saying that Angela wants people to come to the house and do just messed up things to her. So the police are like, nope, you're going to jail. Turns out, you can probably tell where this is going because people are messed up. Michelle didn't do anything wrong. It was Angela sending the emails the whole time. And not just that, Ian was actually the one having Angela send the emails to herself, threatening herself. And Ian, once you peel the onion on him, he was abusive to Michelle for many, many years. There was no reason for him to do this. He's behind the whole thing, but he abused his position as a U.S. Marshal. He was pretending to be like, hey, police, you need to get on this right away, which is why they threw Michelle in the clink and she had done nothing wrong, which was my question the entire time. When you realize what's happening, I'm going, they're framing her. And then she goes to jail. She didn't do anything. And it just goes to show you how nuts people are when they get like obsessed with you. By the way, Ian and Angela both in prison. Thank God. But if you're thinking of dating again, if you're single like me and you're like, maybe it's time to put myself back out there. Don't watch this because that will cure that notion immediately. A Toxic Love Story. It's on Netflix now.
98.5 KRZ.